Well, unfortunately, two things have come together in the United States that really bode ill, and that is the prevalence of guns in this country. I think many people know that it's very easy to purchase a firearm, including assault weapons, and there are school shootings and mass shootings regularly. And the other phenomena, which has only occurred over the last decade or so, is the extreme political polarization in the United States, the demonization of the other political party, those who have different views from you, and so on, as being illegitimate, as being, you know, less than human in some senses. And I think those two things coming together really have led to the situation where we've seen increased political violence in the United States over the last 5 to 10 years.
You mentioned the availability of guns, also the idea of political violence. Can speech be controlled so that people will not preach political violence or act on it?
Well, I think part of it has to do with individuals and institutions, meaning that if there are political leaders out there, whether it be President Trump himself and sometimes his extreme discourse or other elected politicians on the right and the left, whose discourse is really less than civil, right? As well as the really new and availability of online media that is unfiltered, that is divorced from truth. Anyone can write anything and so on, including extreme allegations that have no basis in fact. I think unless those two things are addressed, unfortunately, this problem isn't going to go away. So I think part of this has to do with the type of leaders and the discourse that comes out from them, but also what people are reading and what is available on the internet in alternative news, quote unquote, outlets. That is not from professional journalists, not from reputable sources.